M-A-N. You know, I thought about that coming over here, and I was just like, oh my gosh, why can't I remember?
I just did.
Okay, great. Talk to me about it in a minute, Billy. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Government Operations Committee meeting to order. The time is 1 p.m., August 23rd. Ms. Davis, will you please do a roll call?
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Chair Lemon.
Present. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We do have a quorum. I appreciate everyone for being here today. Congressman Keene, would you mind rendering us an afternoon prayer?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I don't mind. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you watch over all those mourners. We ask that you just place your healing hand on anyone that has any burdens, spoken or unspoken. We ask that you watch over our kids as they begin this new school year and keep them safe. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Keene. Okay, the first item on the agenda is approval of minutes. The minutes are attached to the invite.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve the minutes of August 1st, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The minutes for August 1st, 2023 have been approved. Thank you, committee. Next on our agenda is the current implementation of ONCA 23-22 secondary preference in employment. This was a piece of legislation that was sponsored by Congressman Keene, we're just getting an update today on what processes have been put in place concerning the legislation that was passed. And Mr. Wygant, Secretary Wygant, has joined us, which I thank you very much. And I'm going to shoot for this, is Julio Nunez. I believe he's our new HR director. Did I pronounce your name correctly, sir?
That is correct. Thank you.
Good. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I would like to, Mr. Keene, did you have anything that you wanted to say first before we moved in?
Yeah. I want to note for the record that the executive branch, Jason Zahn, had reached out to me and said this had been remedied, and I heard from AG Patterson. So we're glad and grateful for that. But one thing I want to know about is kind of the process moving forward as far as when we change something operations-wise related, like an HR policy, or that something that impacts HR, what's the follow-up? Because I'm afraid if I never would have, if there never was anyone objecting to what they saw in the policy, I don't think this would have been remedied. So we're just trying to get more clarity on the process after the law is passed today. And I only speak as one committee member. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Congressman Keene. So I visited with Mr. Wygant briefly this morning, and I would like to give him and Mr. Nunez an opportunity to respond at this time.
Sure, and thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. This is Secretary James Wygant. And good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for this opportunity to update you on the implementation of ONCA 2322. This was a law that created a secondary preference in employment for genetic Osages who are not members. Human Resources was not consulted about this law prior to its filing or passage. We did listen to the broadcast, but I did not get clear direction from that discussion. Due to that, we had to go off the plain reading of the law, and the law simply inserted one sentence that reads, secondary preference in employment shall be given to persons of Osage descent who are not members of the Osage Nation. If this new law created a secondary preference, we went to the existing law to try to find what is the first preference. Nowhere in the existing law is the phrase first preference used, but we do get some direction under the findings and purposes where it states that the Osage Nation Congress further finds that preference and employment may benefit members of the Osage Nation. While not first preference like I was looking for, it does state that the purpose of Osage preference is simply to benefit members with no other qualifiers. As such, we understood any secondary preference should come after any mention of the word member in the Osage preference hierarchy chart. This had us put the new secondary preference after Osage members in the home who benefit from their parent or spouse being employed. These Osage members in the home benefit from insurance, a steady paycheck, and time with their family due to our generous leave policies. However, quickly after the Universal HR Handbook was released, it came to our attention that our original interpretation was not the intention of the sponsor. Attorney General Patterson took a deeper look at the issue and determined that secondary preference should be inserted right after the actual Osage members. Not only should this secondary preference be inserted after Osage members, the AG also determined that preference can only be for those actually employed, and those members benefiting in the home should be removed as well. The new HR handbook was released June 5th with our original interpretation of ONCA 2322. As soon as this difference of opinion came to our attention and AG Patterson was able to review and give feedback, we quickly shifted gears and corrected that policy internally for HR. On June 16th, I sent an email to HR staff that the Osage preference hierarchy chart will put genetic Osages directly after Osage members as directed by the AG. We also did an audit and determined that no one who applied for a job after the passage of ONCA 2322 was harmed by this interpretation. As of June 16th, we were operating internally in compliance with ONCA 2322 and no one was harmed. The next formal update to the handbook was already queued up with a large number of other changes, including this one, going through the formal approval process. HR Director Julio Nunez is working to make this HR handbook more of a living document with regular changes, something I look forward to seeing. Then on August 13th, a post was made on Facebook that HR policy is not following the law. Rather than continue to wait until our next major update of the Universal HR Handbook, we issued a clarification on Osage preference on August 15th. Not only did that clarification show the already corrected secondary preference, it also completely removed Osage parent's spouse. That new hierarchy chart now starts with disabled Osage veteran, followed by Osage veterans, Osage members. Then you have the genetic Osages who are not members, the Dehigadra tribes, disabled veteran Native Americans, then veteran Native Americans, and then it ends with just Native Americans. Staff is also examining policy to see what other unintended consequences might turn up due to ONCA 23-22. Our counts for employees hired under Osage preference will go down once all the Osage parent spouse hires are removed. Existing policy also states that in a reduction in force, we should advance Osage preference. Those not appearing on the hierarchy chart now can be more subject to a reduction in force or bump. HR has worked to stay in compliance with Osage law. We have been in compliance for most of this period of discussion, and no one was harmed. We look forward to working to maintain this compliance into the future. Specifically to Congressman Keene's concern about how are we going to correct this going forward, I would just ask that we, if there's going to be a proposed law that involves HR, that we're able to discuss this either in committee when it's being discussed, or beforehand, preferably, to go over this before a bill is filed. But we come to you with transparency, and I thank you for this opportunity to update, and I look forward to working with all of you in the future. Thank you.
Congressman Keene, did you have a response, or do you want to hear from Mr. Nunez?
Yeah, I just want to make one note. So it was kind of nuanced, and I'm appreciate that we got it remedied and James helped with that. So the actual law just had Osage preference. So the policy follows the law, so we had to have Osage preference at the top. We wouldn't craft law as policy and actually create all the hierarchy of all the categories. So what the intention of the bill was is just to add that Osage descent non-member right in the law behind the Osage preference. So now the law has two express conditions that need to be at the top. And I guess I improperly assumed that, HR and stuff would have followed it. But like I said, I'm glad that it was remedied. But in the future, yes, I agree. There needs to be better collaboration and communication. And I'll definitely work on that on my end as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Thank you, Mr. Wygant. Mr. Nunez, do you have anything that you would like to add at this point?
Not at this point, Congressman.
Thank you. I do want to talk a little bit more, committee, if nobody has any other questions or comments right now, a little bit more about reduction in force. Not that it's something that's going to happen, but it has happened to us in the past. And so what I hear you saying, Mr. Wygant, or Secretary Wygant, is that this would also apply to the hierarchy that is used if we are in the need of a reduction in force.
Current policy, but policy can be amended, and we probably need to take a look at that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything further, committee, or anyone else listening in? Okay, hearing none, I want to thank you, Mr. Nunez and Secretary Wygant, for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the update. All right, great. So our next item is number 6, Office of the Attorney General update. I just want to ask everyone if they have received the Attorney General's agenda for what he's going to visit with us about today. I want to make sure that Congresswoman Rivard has received it and Congresswoman Redcorn.
I'm not seeing anything right now, Congresswoman Lemon.
Okay, it will be confidential and privileged information. I will see about getting those emailed to you. How about you, Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yeah, I don't have it either, actually.
Okay, we'll get those out to you pronto.
Thank you.
All right, we do have AG Patterson here and a few other folks. And come on up here, guys, and join us. There's Tisa up here. Come get comfortable. And did you want to just open with anything before we have to go into executive session?
Yes, I would, Madam Chairman. I have several items that we can discuss that are a matter of public record before we go into executive session. If you see the agenda, we start off with three or four items. And after we discuss those items, I'd ask to move into executive session.
Okay, let me get make sure that our two members that are virtual have this in front of them, and then we can get started. Is that all right with the committee?
Chair Lemon, I have a question real quick.
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
I think the last time we had an update, I believe was it January 24, 22? I can't remember. I'm trying to go to my correct notes. And then maybe on September 13th of 2022. I don't know if anyone remembers. I'm just trying to get to my correct notes so I can ask questions. I have September and January.
Okay, did you want to go ahead with some questions now?
Well, I don't know exactly what we can speak to that needs to be discussed in executive session or not.
Okay. Well, do we want to go ahead and let AG Patterson talk about the topics that he can discuss in open session and then go from there? Does that sound all right, Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Rebard?
That's fine.
Okay, Mr. Patterson, it's all yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair, I appreciate that. The agenda was very broad, so I thought I would take advantage of that openness to give you sort of a 10,000 foot view of what we do over there at the AG office and give you some sort of idea of what we've been up to. I want to use this forum to convey to you that we're open over there. We're open to discussion with Congress at any time. Anytime you have questions about what we've got going on over there, please feel free to email me or any member of my staff and we can get you some answers. But so the first item on the agenda is contract and lease reviews. Any lease or contract that's signed by executive goes through our office. And we've assigned our various assistant AGs and staff attorneys to departments. And if a contract comes through their department, then they review. And year to date, I've tried to get a number, but it's somewhere around 1,000 contracts that we've reviewed. And if you look, I don't know how many people are familiar. I'm probably boring you to death, but Every contract that comes through, we do an AG review form and sign off on it. And there's 10 basic questions that we ask of the contract to make sure it's compliant with, first of all, Osage law, and then secondarily, any federal or state laws that might apply to the contract. And it's been executive's practice not to sign off on any contract that it doesn't have this attached review form. So this is a big part of our day. Like I said, we've done about 1,000 year to date between the four of us. And it's important, I think, it's a good practice to have for executive because there's several contracts, you know, that don't have this necessary language either by law or that's necessary to perform the services in the contract. So again, feel free to look over the form. If you have any questions about the form, I can take it now, or the process of how we do a contract review.
Okay, so Congresswoman, thank you, Mr. Patterson. Congresswoman Redcorn did receive the documents. I was just wondering, Congresswoman Reward, have you received them?
Yes, I have, thank
you. Wonderful, great. Okay, does the committee have any questions or any comments for AG Patterson during open session?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you, this has been brought up for lately, maybe within the last month or so, do you currently have any whistleblower incidents that are that you're looking at through your office?
No, we do not.
And when's the last time you received any of the whistleblower complaints, I guess, or?
Madam Chair, can we?
Go right ahead. Okay, I do apologize.
Yeah, I can't recall. I'd have to look back through the whistleblower hotline records. It's been some time, though. Months, for sure.
Okay. Well, we had just spoke to, you know, with the HR folks, and I know that that's listed in the HR policy and the process to follow, so I was just curious if you had any currently in your office, so thank you.
No, we don't. We still have the policy in place, and just no one's taken advantage of it, to my knowledge, in a few months.
Thank you, AG Patterson. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, hearing none. The next item would be an executive session to discuss any pending litigation. The chair would entertain a motion.
Motion to enter executive session.
Second.
To discuss any pending legislation. Motion and a second. Agree, please say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries and we will enter into executive session. Give us a few moments.